Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, yours truly, Ali Mack here. It's 8:42. And we got to hear from Alex Anthopoulos. This depends on my date night, Friday night. He was on the Steakhouse yesterday talking about the potential return of Ronald Acuña Jr. to the Braves on Friday.
We don't have a date yet, so I don't want to tease and say there's a chance. Is it a 0% chance? No. Is it likely? I would say probably not. You know, we're not leaning to that.
We're not leaning to that. Yeah, like and you're right. I think, Grant, you were like, yeah, maybe it's Friday still.
He's like, well, he's not committing to what day he's coming back to. But when you tweeted me yesterday and you were saying, I just heard Alex Anthopoulos say, like, probably not Friday.
Did you pick up on the Keith Urban reference on the days
go by? Of course I did. Of course I
like,
did.
It sounds like another couple of days go by.
I did not get it personally.
That's sad. It was such a good one.
They're just, well, I'm not a Keith Urban guy.
That's all right.
Apparently, neither is Grant. That's why he's trying to get out of it.
No, he's not trying to get out of it. He's going to be there on our double date. We're going to hang out with Sandra and Larry.
There you go. Yeah, it all worked out.
But as far as last night, though, I think we all kind of left the game, Braves game, Spencer Strider return, a little bit melancholy. Our hopes were up probably a little bit too high. I mean, he was just returning from injury. So should we have had our expectations that high? I'm not sure.
No, we shouldn't have. We should have been. But he did come out the first start against the Blue Jays, and I thought he was pretty good. And he wasn't perfect, but he was very good. This one just felt lackluster. It felt like something was missing. I just kept watching it. Maybe I just watched it wrong, but I just felt like he was trying to locate too much. And for me, Strider's, you know what? Rare back, throw it by you, but when you start to foul him off, then I'm going to throw that slider, and you're going to see it out of my hand one way, and it's going to go whoop, and then you're going to go woo, and you're gone. And you didn't get that last night. He was trying to paint corners and stuff. It just looked like he wasn't overly confident in himself. Then he goes 3-0 on the guy, and he gives you 95 right down the middle, and I'm thinking to myself, what?
Yeah, there is something to be said about, and I think this is what you're trying to say, like when you watch a power pitcher try to pitch, like you're like, dude, you're a power pitcher, right? Just like throw it by these guys, throw it 97, 98. Like when you throw the slider, make sure it's nasty, and if you have to sprinkle in the changeup every now and then, do it. And when you watch a guy like that try to pitch, like all of a sudden he turns into Tom Glavine and he's locating and he's working the black, you're like, all right, dude, you're doing too much. Like, hey, put that genie back in the bottle a little bit. But to your point, like some of the singles that he was giving up that really is what hurt him in the end, they were located underneath the zone. kind of central to the plate, but a couple of sliders, it's like, dude, they just had decent contact and it found a hole.
I'm not going to lie. I thought he got squeezed slightly. But the fact of the matter was, you're not going to, to your point, Mike, you're a thrower, not a pitcher.
Right.
You're not going to get those calls randomly after not playing in
a year. I don't need you to nip and tuck.
Yeah. Just go right at him. And if a guy, you know, if a guy gets you, they get you. But don't, to me, don't let him get you on a 3-0 pitch right down the middle.
Yeah.
Because that guy was sitting on it.
Isn't it interesting, too, how I think we look at it and we go, well, he was still throwing like 95. You know, the average velocity is down. But it's 95 in the zone, and you don't think about it. But I have to imagine to a big leaguer, there's a big difference between 97, 98, and 94, 95. Like, mm-hmm. You're just like, dude, yeah, he's sitting dead red. That's the difference between a fly out and launching that thing into the second deck.
Well, and, you know, he was returning after injury, so maybe he was just kind of tempering himself a little bit.
Good call.
In his approach, and that is fair because we don't want five innings and you're gone again.
No rehab starts. But yeah.
That is why you have rehab starts. That is why it's in the long list of things that irritate me when I hear complaints about rehab starts. And it's like, what's it taking so long? Why do we need?
It's Spencer Strider. He's ready to go. What do you mean?
You need him because these guys need to be sharp. Well, yeah, but they had a simulated start. Not the same. Same reason why Alex Anthopoulos, to get back to the very first thing we brought up in this segment, won't commit to Ronald Acuna playing Friday. Much to the dismay of Grant McCauley. And
chagrin.
Well, dismay too, because he just can't believe it. Why? Yeah. Why won't you? Why is he not ready? No,
you better be careful.
I know, Grant. Grant, let me tell you something. Grant is like, you know how Allie, every time we say something silly, she like writes it down. Grant is just like taking those mental notes, and that's why Fridays are gonna be rough for me.
He'll fire off a tweet at you.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Of fire and ice on Twitter.
Yeah, but that's why we go through this, and that's why we have to wait. Is because they want it to be right. They don't want you don't want to have to go through these three or four times a year with the same player.
Yeah.
But I just know one thing. I mean, Bryce Elder could give up three runs in the first inning last night.
Mm. Yeah. there's a lot to be said about that. And
I'm a Bryce guy.
I'm just glad we're moving on to start number two. Like, we talked about it and we played it earlier. Spencer Strider's like, yeah, I think I know what I have to work on. I got some drills. You're like, okay, well, yeah, like, what drills? What drills are those? You know what I mean? But I think it's probably something simple, like opening a hip, landing zone for the foot, arm slot, whatever it may be.
If you're frustrated with last night, just remember Chris Sale's first three or four starts and how Chris Sale talked after every one. First, it was like, I know what I'm doing. I just got to get there. And then he was like, I'm frustrated. I am irritated because I know what I'm doing and I feel like I'm doing it and it's not working. And then all of a sudden, it clicks. Yeah, we're pouring out a cold one last night after another. Top five for Squid Nation Racing, baby. That's how we do it. Came in fourth place last night at Talladega. It was off the hills of a win at Kansas. And I know our schedule's a little flip-flop. We had to do a rain out.
Yeah, golf clap. Two by two. Golf
clap. Sounds like he does need that lap track.
I guess so.
Following him around.
Yeah, this is the greatest.
Roasted again.
This is the greatest. Okay. Anyway, you got a lot to get to.
I do. I'm gonna just ignore.
Yeah.
The peanut gallery across from me. Look, good day. Good night for us. Shout out to Squid Nation Racing. Okay, let's get to you. What do you want to do first, Dylan? You pick. I'll let you pick. We want to talk about my W sauce from Baron Burns, or do we want to do Jordan Mailata singing?
Let's do Mailata singing first, then save the best for last, and that's the W sauce.
Oh, man.
Well, Mike, you brought up the offensive lineman earlier about his comments on the tush push.
Big old Jesse.
And I really don't care to hear him talk about the tush push. Mm. His words mean nothing to me unless he's singing them to Chris Stapleton.
And you rescued me from reaching for bottle and brought me back from being too far gone. Yeah.
You can't stop him now.
Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet strawberry wine. You're as warm.
Yeah.
Not that it's not really good, but it was cringy for me to listen to that.
I was nervous when I was listening to that last one.
And you know what's funny? Like, so Jordan Mailata, you might not know, he's speaking to Keith Urban, he's Australian. Jordan Mailata's Australian. He's a guy that grew up playing rugby. So just listen to that whole thing. I'm like, oh, man, good for you.
How tall do you think Chris Stapleton is?
Oh, man, I'm going to go 5'10".
Al, you've probably met him.
Yeah, he's not extremely tall.
But, yeah, I'm going to go less than 6 foot for sure.
But he's big.
Yeah.
He's a big man.
He's around tall.
I mean, he could probably play the offensive line in high school.
I just looked it up. 6 foot.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. Yeah, see, no, I don't believe that. Mm-mm. He hasn't been through no combine. There's no way he's 6 foot. It's like Rusty Manziel always says, there's nobody 5'11".
Okay, how tall is 6'5"? Quickly, and I'm not throwing you on the spot, how tall is Jordan Mailata?
I'll double check, but I believe 6'8".
6'8", yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, then Stapleton's 6 foot, but he towers over, and he's in a cowboy hat, cowboy boots, by the tight of jeans as you want to see on a man, 6'8", 360 pounds.
I was right, by the way. Ding, 6'8".
Ding.
And, I mean, dude, watching him sing it, it was in the Eagles locker room, I guess Stapleton had played there. I mean, when he does, like, I can't imagine the pressure. This man has played in a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And the pressure probably of singing to a legend, a vocal legend like Chris Stapleton, despite what some people think about his lyrics, calling out our boy Doug. It's
like they all sound the same.
Yeah, is amazing. All right. Speaking of amazing, see how you like that? See, Allie, I can transition too.
You can. Well,
it was so good until you just followed it up with that. Now it just,
you know what, Mike,
now it falls flat.
Mike, nobody asked.
Just keep going.
Nobody asked, Mike. I was talking to Allie, not you, and the audience. My friends at the Baron Burton's W Sauce have a new addition. It's kind of a 2-for-1. They now have the Everyday Hot Sauce, which is out, and it's for everything. I know that you know the fire shower can go on things. The breakfast sauce and the breakfast sauce, too, are forms of a hot sauce. But this is the Everyday Hot Sauce, more of a traditional one. And they have 5-ounce bottles, Mike, of it available at Publix.
So we're talking about like a Tabasco style or like a Louisiana.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So it's in that realm. Okay.
And starting today, you can go to thewsauce.com and use the promo code SQUID, that's S-Q-U-I-D, for 15% off at thewsauce.com. 15% off your order. How about that?
What is the...
We got promo codes, baby!
What's the first dish that you'll plan on putting the sauce on? The everyday hot sauce. What's the first dish you're going with?
You know, I don't know because I just wonder what I could do with it with the wings. And I wonder how that would work. You could put it in anything, really.
Do you use hot sauce? I'm not a big hot sauce person.
You know what I use hot sauce for? I love to dip fries in hot sauce.
Ooh. Okay.
Give them a little spice.
The only thing that I usually put it on is eggs, shockingly.
I know how I'm going to use the everyday hot sauce today because shout out to Bo, Baron Burns, and Mike Conti. Y'all hooked me up with a couple of bottles of everyday hot sauce.
Mike just distributed them. You got them because of me. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, shout out to you. I'm going to use it, and this time I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a turkey burger today, and I like to eat it with a little rice and broccoli. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sprinkle a little bit of the everyday hot sauce on some rice. Rice and hot sauce is a underrated combo.
See, I actually put it on broccoli because anything to make broccoli taste better.
That's a good pull too.
Those greens in even with some hot sauce.
But Dylan, you can. But it's a great point. You can use so many ways. Eggs is another way. I'd probably put some.
That's what I'm saying.
There.
Like that's my hot sauce is usually for me if I'm using it, it's on eggs. Like I don't go any further than that.
I'm excited for the everyday hot sauce. The 5-ounce bottles are available at Publix. But look, I mean, why go to Publix when you can go to WSauce.com and use promo code SQUID and get 15% off? It's the best thing ever. 15% off because you know me.
There you go.
You're welcome.
There you go. Play a laugh track now. We're going to roll on. Actually, that's going to do it for us here on The Morning Shift. We're going to be back right here, same time, same place at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Got a lot of cool stuff coming at you through the end of the week. I hope you guys have a phenomenal Wednesday. Until tomorrow morning, make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.